today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Assalamu alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special occasion. Today is the demise anniversary of Lady Khadija, the great wife of the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Please accept our condolences on this day and be with us with today's special. On Thursday, 10th of Ramadan, 1445, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Farvardin, 1403, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of March, 2024, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today is the demise anniversary of Lady Khadija, first woman of Islam. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال. Remarkable women have done remarkable things in every part of the world in every time in history. Most of their accomplishments were not recorded in history books. While just as brilliant, creative, and courageous as men, women in many societies have been valued less, and often their contributions discounted, not recorded at all, or attributed to men. Notable expectations where women so extraordinary their worth could not be ignored or minimized. One such woman, revered by billions, is Khadija bint al-Khuwailid. Khadija is recognized as a great woman. Muhammad revered Khadija's memory the rest of his life and consistently held her up to both men and women as a model of intelligence, virtue, courage, and devotion to family and to Allah. During the 25 years of their marriage, Muhammad remained married only to Khadija. Today is the demise anniversary of Khadija, the wife of the last Prophet of Allah. We offer our condolences on this day to all Muslims all around the world.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
We are in the month of Ramadan, the 10th day, so this is our dua.
اللهم اجعلني فيه من المتوكلين علي وَجَعَلْنِي فِيهِ مِنَ الْفَائِزِينَ لَدَيْكَ وَجَعَلْنِي فِيهِ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ إِلَيْكَ بإحسانك يا غاية الطالبين.
O Allah, on this day, make me among those who rely on you, from those you consider successful, and place me among those who are near to you by your favor, O goal of the seekers.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the demise of Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, the wife of the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who passed away on the 10th of the holy month of Ramadan. The 10th day of the blessed month of Ramadan is the anniversary of the demise of Lady Khadija sallallahu alaiha, the esteemed wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the mother of Lady Fatima az-Zahra sallallahu alaiha. Her role in shaping the Islamic movement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca, her special personality, her virtues, and her exalted status with the Holy Prophet ﷺ make it imperative for all Muslim men and women to learn about her and draw inspiration from the life and conduct of that great lady. Khadija ﷺ was born to her father Khuwaylid bin Asad from the Quraysh tribe, and her mother Fatima bin Zaida, in historical sources, is referred to by honorable titles such as Zakiya, Mardiya, Siddiqa, that is, the virtuous, the pleasing, the truthful, Sayyidat Nisa al-Quraysh, the lady of the women of Quraysh, and so on and so forth. Historical sources do not provide much information about Lady Khadija's personality before Islam. However, they almost unanimously agree that she was a woman of good reputation, noble lineage, and wealth. She engaged in trade with her wealth, employed people for business transactions. The era of Khadija's birth, growth, and social maturity was a time when girls were buried alive and deprived of all family and social privileges. The fact that Lady Khadija sallallahu alaiha engaged in economic activities and achieved a well-established position in this field during such a period reflects her intelligence and wisdom. At the same time, despite living in affluent and generous conditions and enjoying family prestige, she never fell into heedlessness.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
Hazrat Khadija's demise. The last Prophet of Allah remembered Lady Khadija with love, affection, and gratitude forever. Her death filled his heart with deep pain and sorrow. Lady Khadija perished on the 10th of Ramadan of the 10th year after Hijra in 619 and was laid to rest in Holy Mecca. The Messenger of Allah himself descended into her grave to lay in it for a few moments. He smoothed the earth on her grave after the burial. Hazrat Muhammad had to sustain another great shock in the death of his uncle and guardian and the bulwark of Islam, Hazrat Abu Talib's passing away 1 month after Lady Khadija's. He was overwhelmed with sorrow and grief with the expiry and two supporters and called the year of their death Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the demise anniversary of Lady Khadija. We express our condolences to all of you, to all of our dear brothers and sisters in faith. And you are with today's special and knowing more about the mother of believers. Before Islam, Khadija was the princess of Mecca. When the son of Islam rose, Allah was pleased to make her the princess of Islam also. Allah was also pleased to make her the mother of believers, as he says in his book. chapter 33, verse 6. The prophet is closer to the believers than their own selves, and his wives are their mothers. This surah, chapter 33, establishes the dignity and position of the holy prophet's wives, who had a special mission and responsibility as mothers of the believers. They were not to be like ordinary women. They had to instruct women in spiritual matters, visit and minister to those who were ill or in distress, and do other kindly offices in aid of the prophet's mission. The title of the Mother of the Believers appears to have been specifically designed for Khadija. Without Khadija, this title becomes meaningless. She and she alone gave the sacred love which a mother alone can give to the believers. A mother may be hungry, but if her children are hungry, she will feed them first. In fact, if necessary, in an exigency, she will feed her children her own share of food and will gladly go hungry. This has happened on countless occasions in history, especially during wars and famines.
Although before marrying the Holy Prophet ﷺ, she managed the affairs of dozens of men in her economic organization, as a wealthy merchant, she interacted with those men only as much as was necessary. Even in her other social activities, she always followed this modest conduct, earning her the title of Tahira, the pure, during the era of ignorance. I just here want to have a look at the refer to the exalted status of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha in the eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The necessity of studying the life of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha becomes apparent when we realize that some have forgotten her outstanding services. However, in the progress of Islam, great and influential women like Khadija played a role and made the greatest sacrifices for the establishment and promotion of Islam in the implementation of justice and equity. With firm faith and elevated thinking, she wholeheartedly supported her man in this path. Perhaps this is why the Holy Prophet ﷺ often explained her exalted status through his words and actions, expressing respect for her personality. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, Khadija was one of the most beautiful women in appearance, one of the most perfect women in wisdom, and one of the most knowledgeable women in understanding. She was the most chaste, the most devout, and the most modest, and the most dignified, and the most suitable women. Thank you very much for staying tuned and listening to this show. Dear brothers and sisters, wassalamu alaikum.
As I told you, today is the demise anniversary of the wife of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. We express our condolences to all of you, and we invite you to be with us in another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Please keep us in your dua, and we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. La fata illa Ali, Ali Imami, Ali Imami, Ali Imami. La ilaha illa Allah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي